This is The Unholy Union,
a podcast where you will be subjected to highly offensive marital discourse.
If you do not feel insulted during this week's episode, don't worry, we'll try harder next week.
If you can relate to our ramblings, we want to be friends with you.
If you believe that we take it too far or our mouths are too much for you, then with as much love and sincerity as we can muster, you can suck it.
Welcome to The Unholy Union.
What?
It's time.
Time for what?
Another podcast.
Oh. We've been fighting back and forth about when we were going to do this thing.
Yeah, you lazy.
Yeah. I like sleep.
Sleep in your Xbox.
Well, yeah. Xbox is fun.
Uh-huh.
I highly recommend it.
Well, let's do our first topic then.
What?
Games to play with your kids and games not to play with your kids in relation to your Xbox.
Games to play with our kid?
Okay. That's where we're starting.
I don't really know. There's that.
What was that Peggle thing?
Yeah, Peggle 2. That was, she kind of enjoyed it. I think she got frustrated, though, at the very end.
Sounds like her.
Yeah, she got frustrated.
She's very competitive and likes to get things and understand things.
Yeah, so Peggle was good. There's that Fox game. I can't remember. Lucky the Fox or something like that?
Huh.
It's like a Spyro type platformer game.
What does Spyro mean?
Spyro the Dragon? From PlayStation, the purple dragon?
The dragon. Nope, I got nothing.
Oh, my.
I know Puff the Magic Dragon.
No, not that one. But yeah, it's kind of like Spyro. It's really cool. There's quite a few games on Game Pass that are kid-related. She also likes the Totally Reliable Delivery Service game.
That game is ridiculous.
That game is dumb as shit.
I don't understand why she likes it so much.
So I figured out why it's so difficult.
Why?
For one person.
Did you have it for one person?
You're supposed to play it with two people.
Oh.
So when this game, it's like a physics-based game. You got this little character.
We have a six-year-old doing physics.
No, physics as in like ragdoll physics and blah, 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 blah. Well, we had
Earth. E equals MC squared?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to grab these packages and deliver them to different spots on the map.
Why does it take two people?
Well, because it's physics. But so
Albert Einstein was one person.
So when you're delivering these packages, you're putting them in cars, and it's a lot more difficult than it sounds because you're like trying to control each one of your person's arms with different buttons.
There's two arms.
Yeah, but you have four buttons for the two arms. You have one that grabs, one that lifts up, one that, and then your left side, one that grabs, one that lifts up. It's a pain in the ass.
Huh.
All while you're trying to put this box or whatever into a car. Well, the reason why it's a two-player game is if you have that second person, and so one person can drive and the other person can hold on to their vehicle and hold on to the package so the package doesn't fly. So when you're only playing it with one person, especially when you're trying to fly like a helicopter, it's brutal. You can't hold the package and fly the helicopter at once.
Okay. So, yeah, that sounds like a very complicated game.
It is.
Our six-year-old attempts to play it.
And she likes it. She's like, I want to play delivery. I'm like, why? A game? There's no way. She's like, I just want to play it. I want to look at the ocean.
Yeah, she likes when the little person drops in the ocean and then walks back out. I don't know what that means, but so games not to play. So as in the games that you are enjoying right now.
Currently right now, I am playing Outriders. It's only a demo right now, but I did pre-order it. Jeez.
Uh-huh. Here we go.
I did pre-order it.
I learned so much about what you do in your time when we do these podcasts.
So
like all of this knowledge about all the things you do is just enlightening.
Oh yeah. But this game is kind of like Gears of War, where it's a cover-based shooter, but it's also about your loot. So it's kind of like your Diablo-type game, where you're trying to get the best loot, and the loot that you get, the gear that you get, actually changes the way that you play the game. It's pretty cool. It's kind of like Destiny, except third person, and it's cover-based. But the weird thing is the cover-based part, I have found to be not that true. Like, they have this cover system in the game, but you're supposed to be in the bad guy's face and shit.
I don't understand what you're saying.
So cover based is you never played Gears of War?
No.
You've seen me play Gears of War.
I've seen you play it.
So you know how you're
the only
cover.
Game that I was ever intently watching you was help
Mass
me.
Effect.
Thank you. I was intently watching that and the other one where he's like the journey guy.
Uncharted.
Yeah, that one. Those two I intently watched you play.
Yeah.
I was interested in the story.
Well, Mass Effect has a great story. Too bad they fucked up the last.
Well, true. But, and Uncharted has a, I like the graphics. That was kind of cool. Like the setting for it.
Yeah,
but
they're making movies out of it and everything. I do think Mass Effect should have a movie series.
Maybe, one day.
And I hope it does.
Aren't they doing, they're doing something.
What?
I thought they were doing some video game.
The people that do Mass Effect?
Oh, what was that one trailer we just saw it where there was Dunes. Dunes?
Dude, I don't think that's a game.
That's not a game?
I don't believe. I think that's a book.
Oops.
Dune.
Okay.
Not Dunes. Dune.
Just one Dune?
Just one Dune.
Just one.
Not multiple Dunes.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. Well, yeah, Outriders is really fun. It's super fucking bloody, though, so don't play it around your kids. There's a lot of cuss words in it, too. Every time they say fuck in the video game, I laugh.
Why do you
I don't know. I don't know. It's just funny looking at fake people saying fuck. But it's seriously, it don't play it in front of your kids. That shit is brutal. I mean, you're talking about people blowing up and turning into bush and all kinds of crazy shit.
But I saw this thing on Facebook. I got to tell you this. They say swearing is due to limited vocabulary. I know thousands of words, but I still prefer fuck off to go away. And it just made me think of you. It's actually printed on a hoodie, and I was going to buy it for you.
I don't know if I would wear that in public, though.
Why not? It's hilarious. Well, but you just said that they say fuck a lot, and you laugh. So it just goes to prove my point that that t-shirt would be awesome for you.
Well, I would wear it, but is it bleeped out?
No.
Oh, I don't want to wear that then.
Oh.
Because that's, I don't want to, no.
Goodness gracious.
No, I'm not wearing that. I mean, if it was like bleeped out, if it just said F and then
asterisk, asterisk, asterisk.
Yeah, whatever that star button is on the keyboard.
Shift 8, right? Is it 8?
Yeah, it is.
Yes, I got it right.
Fuck, do you know that?
I'm fucking smart.
No, you're a nerd.
Any other Xbox to games not to play?
To games. To games. So, I don't know. I just bought the Marvel game.
Mm.
I don't think that's necessarily bad to play in front of your kids. It's violent, but it's like,
if they watch Marvel, they're probably
Yeah. I mean, it says it's rated teen or whatever, but I've only played like, I'm not going to lie, like 10 minutes of that. But it seems pretty well done. I've heard a lot of bad things about it, but Best Buy, as of right now, they have it for like $30 off.
Mm.
And I had some coupons that I could use.
Coupons
that I could use from Best Buy. Because I bought the Xbox from them, too, so they gave me some credit. And
which character did you choose? I guessed what I thought.
Well, so I'm not to the point where I get to choose yet. I'm at the very, very beginning, like the tutorial.
Tutorial?
The tutorial.
Which one would you choose? I guessed mine, what I thought you would choose.
Yeah, I would choose Thor.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
1,000%.
Okay. Which one do you think I would choose?
Well, I don't know. I think there's two girls.
Miss
Marvel, I think is in it. And Black Widow. And then I think her name is Kate Bishop, which is I think it's Hawkeye's like Padawan.
Oh.
Protege.
Is that the Wasp?
No.
Oh.
No, Hawkeye, the one that shoots all the arrows.
I know, but I thought
he has like a student, I guess you could say. I don't think she's in there.
Huh.
I haven't played enough. You're asking me too many damn questions.
Okay, well, who do you think I would pick?
A Black Widow?
No.
Who?
Hulk.
Why would you pick Hulk?
I like green.
Oh, that's true. I didn't think about that.
See, you actually said that's true. People are probably like, what difference does that make? But I do really like green.
Yeah, I didn't think about it that way.
Huh. Well,
I thought you,
you
I mean, I thought, why did I pick Thor? Why do you think I picked Thor?
You like all of that lore behind him.
Like Norse.
The gods.
Isn't it Norse gods?
Yeah.
I like that stuff. Yeah. That's, and plus he uses a fucking hammer. That's badass.
A hammer is badass?
Yeah. I can't even say the name of the fucking hammer, but
I'm going to go ahead and buy you a hammer for Christmas.
Mjolnir?
Oh.
I think that's what it's called.
Try that again. That was fun to watch your lips.
M-J.
No, I want you to say it.
N-I-R, I think.
Say it.
Mjolnir.
Well, that was fun.
Oh, okay.
All right. So anything else? Any other games not to play in front of your kids? The ones that you're playing?
If you have an Xbox, like 99% of the fucking games. I mean, yeah.
Kind of comes with the territory.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, how are you feeling playing those games?
Fine.
Yeah.
I'm not like struggling OCD wise with the violence or anything. I'm just doing what my therapist said and just living and playing the game instead of like analyzing whether or not I like the feeling when I play the game.
Right.
I am playing the game.
Not shying away from it.
Exactly. That is a huge step up from what I was doing. I mean, like I said, I think in the previous podcast, I sold all my gaming stuff.
Yeah, I think that was last time.
I sold everything.
Right.
And I
wrong kinda, thing to do.
Yes, it is the wrong thing to do. But I kind of fibbed to everybody saying, like, I'm done with gaming because I'm getting older and I just want to focus on other things.
Yeah, if you would have used the word mature, I think we all would have knew.
Oh, no, I would have never said that.
I honestly knew why you did it, but I just let it go.
Well, I mean,
I'm with it.
It was at the end of the console's life anyway. They had already announced like the.
Yeah, but then you bought and sold 2 Switches and.
Yeah.
Don't get me started. We're not going back down that road again because in the last episode, we talked about the car. We talked about the bike. We talked about.
Well, I told you like. I'm not blaming OCD, but I have done a lot of things that are, I mean, like I try to focus on something instead of focusing on my OCD.
Right.
So when I get like this, I'm going to say wild hair up my ass.
Mm.
I focus.
Which is
on,
often.
Yeah, it changes all the time. I mean, lately it's been almost strictly Bitcoin. But I don't know. Like the Xbox thing, I sold it because I was worried about the violence and shit. But anyway, that the moral of the story is don't sell your shit.
Right.
Just first go to therapy.
Learn how to handle your shit.
Yeah, try to get someone that's a professional to teach you how to manage it, and then eventually, I'm going to be honest with you, eventually it almost goes away. I mean, I get these spikes every once in a while, and I just, it sucks, but you just live through it, and then it's going to go away. It's a lot shorter lived than it used to be. I used to focus on this stuff for hours a day. I mean, it'd be pretty much all I would think about, my intrusive thoughts. I would analyze them all day. It'd waste a lot of time, and...
Night and day from where we were.
Oh, yeah, and I feel like even though I do get these spikes every once in a while, they're a lot less intense than they were even a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because every time I get a spike, I almost learn how to deal with it even better than the previous spike.
Right.
Because of the way that your therapist teaches you. You just got to find you a good therapist. And I recommend for therapy, the best methods that I have found is from a doctor, Michael J. Greenberg. He's got a website. I think it's like drmichaeljgreenberg.com. But he just watch his videos and read his articles. It's, I don't know why, but his stuff really hit home to me. He is really new. He's a young guy too, I believe, but he's really new school. He focuses on ERP in a way that is less about habits and more about your reaction to your thoughts.
Right.
Because my first therapist was all about habituating myself to like be okay that I think this stuff. No, I don't know about that. I mean, certain intrusive thoughts are
hard to reconcile.
Well, that and who the fuck would want to think shit like that? I'm not right. even going to go into what my.
Right. Or who would want to be okay with that?
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, I feel like if you were okay with some of that stuff, you'd be fucking nuts. But, oh, that's probably triggering. I apologize. But, like I said, check that guy out. He's amazing. I believe he's got a whole group of therapists. I think it's like OCD Associates and I think they're 100% telehealth, which means you can do it online. You don't have to go in anywhere. And the dude is amazing. I mean, his style and his therapy methods are top notch.
Well, you're kind of segueing me into one of two topics that I have here that kind of are relatable. I'm debating on which one to start with. So you tell me, favorite new way to do a normal activity post-COVID and or Bath and Body Works Brawl. Which one do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
Okay, so I'm going to go for the Bath and Body Works Brawl. There was an actual brawl in Arizona in relation to a lady cutting in line.
Yeah.
What would your reaction be?
What do you mean? What would my reaction be?
What would your reaction be to the lady cutting in line?
I'd tell her not to cut in line.
You would have no other feelings around this?
I mean, I would just say don't cut in line.
Okay, so you're normal then. The actual people who worked at Bath and Body Works got into a full-out brawl with this lady.
Well, I mean, but to be, I guess, devil's advocate, why did they get into a brawl with this lady? Did that lady, like, swing on them when an employee said, hey, you can't be cutting in line in front of everybody else. You got to get in the back of the line.
In watching the video, there were two workers standing in front of this lady, and it did look like the lady threw hands first.
Okay, well, then
the workers, and then the workers got into it with her.
Well, if I was a worker and somebody swung on me for politely asking, hey, can you go to the back of the line? You can't be cutting in front of all these other people that are waiting in line, that just like you're supposed to be doing, and you got punched in the face? Of course you're going to fucking defend yourself.
I agree to an extent, and here's why. Because there has to be some sort of level of professionalism.
I get
where
that.
If somebody gets in your face at work, you have to be professional. You have to be able to walk away. I was in customer service for a long time, and I do not miss it.
No.
Do not miss it at all, because this happens a lot. I actually had someone threaten my life when I worked at a hotel a long, long time ago.
Right.
So this happens a lot, and you have to be professional and above it and actually be able to walk away, disengage, and have someone else deal with that person at that point.
Yeah, but the time for that is over when she punches you in the face.
Yes and no. Again, you have to be able to walk away.
I'm not walking away.
But to an extent, if she, it looked like they started pulling hair like that.
Oh, yeah.
That means you can't walk away.
Well, I mean,
if you're pulling hair, it's very hard to walk away. But I don't know if you should swing on that person. Like, they're going to get in trouble at this point. You put hands on somebody, you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah, but when you get punched in the face by another human.
I know.
It's fucking full on rage mode.
Right. Your reaction is to defend yourself.
Yeah, you can't blame the Bath and Body Works people. And I wouldn't blame if the Bath and Body Works person punched the person that was cutting in line. I would expect the person that was cutting in line to punch them back. And I wouldn't fault them for that. But I'm not going to let somebody disrespect me by punching me in the fucking head.
I just want to know why they got so heated over some lotions.
I know. Me too.
For some hand soap.
That shit doesn't even smell that good to me. It is way too fucking powerful.
Yeah, there are some that are powerful.
It makes me want to throw up.
But there's some warm vanilla sugar and what was it?
Cucumber anus.
No. Watermelon. I don't know. Those used to be like the big ones back in the day. Like everybody wanted those scents.
I don't know. I just find that shit to be overpriced and over smelly.
Well, they were having a big sale, so duh.
Well, then she probably said, I get 50% off of the lotion and I get to cut 50% of the line.
Oh.
That's what it is.
Because math.
That's the deal.
Because it makes so much sense.
Shench.
So much sense. I bit my tongue at some point. Yesterday, the day before,
and
the sight of it really hurts every time my teeth touch it.
Is that why you sound like that?
Yeah, I think so. Like,
I think so.
Whatever. So, moving on here. The other topic that I mentioned was the favorite new way to do a normal activity post-COVID. And the biggest one after this whole Bath and Body Works brawl, I think this reiterates this, is shopping. Shopping in general, you can now, there are so many services out there that allow you to grocery shop from home, get it delivered to your house, and you don't have to deal with the hustle and bustle of going to a store.
Wait, so I'm confused by your topic here. So you're saying what's your favorite thing about going back to normal?
No, your favorite new way to do a normal activity post COVID. So a normal activity is shopping.
Okay.
I do grocery shopping, very normal, on a regular basis, weekly, whatever. And my favorite new way to do it is shopping using either Shipt or Instacart or some of those other services.
Yeah. No,
I've used Peapod before.
Yeah. I mean, I think my favorite thing is having access to pretty much every restaurant for pickup.
Right.
I love that shit. But at the same time, I feel bad for the workers there because, I mean, especially like, you know, waiters and waitresses and hosts and hostesses, they're not getting as many people in there. So they're not, like you said, they're not getting tips. They're probably not as many of them working now, you know, that they probably got laid off and fired because there's just a lack of people going out, sitting down and eating.
Well, not even just restaurants, though, because now a lot of stores have curbside pickup.
Yeah, I know.
That is awesome, especially for people who have children. Getting our daughter in and out of the car seat. She is 6 years old. She is still in a 5-point harness car seat because she's so little. It makes life easy. We order online, we pull up, they give it to us, and we leave.
Well, that's how you have to buy your Xboxes and your PlayStations now. They are not, I think it was at least for Microsoft, I think it was a Microsoft mandated thing that they told all the stores. Don't quote me on this, but they told all the stores to not sell them in person.
Really?
Yeah, they said, you know, do a buy online and pick up. That's it. We do not want boxes on shelves in stores.
Wow.
At least while COVID's going on. Because, I mean, that if you think about it, there's a good reason for it. Every time a new console comes out, you got people camping and shit.
Right.
I think they wanted to eliminate all of that.
Right.
They didn't want people sitting out there in the cold because I think they came out in November last year. They don't want people sitting out there in fucking tents and breathing all over each other and shit.
Right. Makes sense. But...
Yeah. And I like it. I mean, I got my thing from Xbox. I got my Xbox from Best Buy.
There you go.
And I bought it for pickup. Just drive right up. They send you an email saying, hey, it's ready. Come on by when you can. You click a button when you're there, type your parking space number, and they bring that shit right out.
Yep.
And instead of me putting the Xbox in the trunk, I wanted to look at it. So I had to fit that thing in the front seat.
Yeah, in his lap the whole way home.
Uh-huh. I was so excited. I was cuddling it.
And what did you say to me? You said, if I don't break the seal on it, then I might just sell it. But if I do...
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it.
That was my dilemma on the way home. I really wanted it, you know, for stuff to do. And I also wanted to sell it because I think they're going for like double in price. So I was going to just sell it and try to get another one later and essentially get one for free.
And you actually didn't break the seal the whole way home.
And then I got home and I was like, it would look nice on the entertainment center.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
Well, traffic is nice too post COVID. I mean, everybody teleworking.
Teleworking. Yeah.
Teleworking.
Yeah, I don't know.
Teletwerk.
It's just, I don't know. I mean, I'm glad for people that are teleworking permanently. I think it's better for, you know, your work. It's less environmentally impactful. Yeah. I mean, less people driving is good.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that. And then, if you have people permanently teleworking, you're not running these big ass office buildings with HVAC and lights on and computers on and at this place. I mean, they're still running somewhere, but
right.
I don't know. I just feel like if anything, it saves my company. I'm teleworking. It saves my company money.
Yeah, I telework a couple days a week and my commute has been cut by like 20 minutes.
That's good. It's still better for the environment, even though you're driving a gas car. You're driving more efficiently.
Absolutely.
You know, your car's getting a lot better MPG, so you're filling up a lot less, which means you're burning a lot less fuel.
Mm-hmm. I think that I almost wonder if it'll ever go back to what it was post.
Yeah.
Or even, you know, what do we want to call it? Post-COVID?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I... Honestly, I hope that it doesn't. I think people should telework if they can. There's no reason not to.
Agreed.
I've noticed that my productivity teleworking has increased just because if I'm at work, I'm in a cube, right? I've got people walking by all day. They then stop to talk all day. Even if it's about a project, I had a hair in my mouth. Oh my God.
That's fun.
But they would even talk or stop to talk about a project we're doing together, which is fine. But it's like, look, I am trying to get this thing done. Your thing is not the only thing that I'm working on.
Right.
And that happened all the time. Every day they would just stop and talk to you. Now with teleworking, there's none of that. They have to set up a meeting through,
right,
you know, our calendars and stuff, and then have to call you.
And again, there's always that flip side where we always say, you know, socialization is a skill, especially for our kids.
Well,
our daughter, we have one child, and S was just, you know, plural, all children. So not having that and being home, I mean, I see the benefit of going in a few days a week, and I also see the benefit of teleworking permanently.
It's different for adults.
Will we ever go back for 5 days a week? Like, that's a big question mark for me. Like, I don't know.
I don't think my company will do 5 days a week. I'm hoping they don't do it at all.
Right.
I feel like it just doesn't make sense. There's certain positions that are required to go in.
Right.
But the less people you have in a tight space and the less meetings you're having in person, the better to me. I mean, in my opinion, why not? Why would you fill that place up back to normal capacity? Because, I mean, honestly, our cubes are close together. There's no real barriers in between. I mean, there's those cube walls, but that's not, we're not 6 feet apart.
Right.
And it's not a wall that goes to the ceiling. So it's not like you're sealed off from everybody else. You're still in an open space. I don't know.
Well, you'd probably have to wear masks.
And I don't know how I don't think I could do that all day.
Well, and then the flip side is they're actually telling people that you don't have to wear masks if you've been vaccinated.
Don't get me started on that.
It's confusing. I don't understand. But yeah, so you put all those people. I don't know. But we'll see. The new normal is coming, and what that looks like, I will be all open to figure it out, I guess.
Yeah, I really do hope that a place like my work will allow the people that can telework to telework, just because the people that do have to go in, they can now be more spread out.
Right.
You know,
the layout can change.
Yeah. I mean, most companies, at least my company, is having space problems. They were having space problems prior to COVID.
Yeah. I worked at an organization, same thing.
Yeah,
they had bought up all these spaces, and since COVID, they actually let them go.
Yeah. Right. So we were spending money to do all these studies to try space studies to try and figure out different ways and different methods to get to cram more people into our building. Well, those space studies cost a ton of money.
Well, yeah.
If you let the organization telework, the people that can telework, then you don't have to spend that money.
Right.
At least right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. It feels like it's the right thing to do, in my opinion, just because there hasn't been any efficiency drop. Like I said, I feel like our efficiency, at least at my work, has increased because meetings are a lot easier to set up. And Microsoft Teams is the shit.
Yes.
Collaborative as hell. I mean, I feel like we're all looking at the same documents and able to do comments and stuff on the same documents a lot easier than me sending a Word document to five different people and then they all are working on the Word document at the same time.
Collaboration is key.
Yeah, it's amazing. Microsoft Teams is the shit.
I like it a lot. Okay, next topic.
What is it?
Have you ever heard of a space hurricane?
No.
Did you know that these exist?
No, but pyramids do.
Oh, no. 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 Here is what a space hurricane is if you've never heard of one. Space hurricanes are caused by plasma unleashed from the sun as solar wind. These charged particle clouds travel through space and fuel magnetic storms as they interact with magnetic fields. So the first ever space hurricane was detected over the North Pole as of 6 days ago.
The first ever? Are they sure that's the first ever?
Well, the first time astronomers have ever detected a powerful...
I was going to say, because, I mean, we didn't have all this technology back.
Right, right. So this is the first time they've detected one.
Don't be saying first
time. 600-mile-wide hurricane of plasma in Earth's upper atmosphere. It's a phenomenon called space hurricanes. So I just kind of wanted to tie this in. Like, we really enjoy SpaceX, you know? We like watching everything that they're doing because it used to be that space was cool. And then for a while there, it kind of died out. And with, you know, Papa Elon in the...
Yeah, I'm going to talk about
behind
that.
Behind the wheel right now. He's really pushing SpaceX to get bigger, to space is getting cool again.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, they're just super transparent. They're posting everything. They've got live streams going for all kinds of shit all the time.
Absolutely.
The dude launched a roadster into space with a fucking spaceman in it. That's cool as shit.
He's crazy.
Yeah.
But the Starship. So this Starship that they have is supposed to take us to the moon and or Mars, right?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah.
I know it's in very, very beginning testing.
Yeah, well, it just successfully had a launch and land, but upon landing, it didn't land correctly and it exploded.
So it didn't successfully land.
It had a successful flight. It did not have a successful land.
Yeah, it went boom, boom when it hit the ground.
Right. So,
I mean, that thing is fucking massive, though.
Right. It's huge. So they're really I saw this meme where it said, oh, my God, what just happened? And it was successful. Something's bad is bound to happen. There it is.
Yeah. Well, that's the other cool thing about Elon is he posts, instead of kind of being secretive about why it blew up, the dude will tweet, like, this is what happened.
Yep. And that's pretty much what they did. His whole team did.
Yeah. It's amazing. I like that stuff.
They have videos out of exactly what the malfunction was. Right. Anyways, so this Starship is supposed to take people to Moon and Mars, and obviously it's still in early development. But now we have space hurricanes, and I'm thinking, like, we don't know enough about space and trying to get out of our atmosphere and to these other planets, and I just have a lot of questions now. What the fuck is a space hurricane? What the fuck else is out there? Are there space tornadoes? Are there... I'm confused. I have a lot of questions.
I don't know. I got nothing. I am not a space person.
And while I would love to leave this planet as of right now, I have questions.
I mean, I don't think I would want to go to Mars.
Well, see, going back to what we said about the rover, I'm so scared about that rover.
Why?
On Mars. Because what are they going to find when they do this search? Do this excavation.
Well, what do you think?
I don't know.
What do you
Everything think? That I could. The only thing that would be okay is he finds nothing. Okay, cool. There's absolutely nothing up there. It's just a planet.
I don't know.
But if they find anything other than nothing, there's going to be a lot of questions, even more questions, even bigger than the space hurricane.
I've got a feeling they're going to find nothing.
I wonder.
There's been rovers up there before. I don't think they've been equipped with, like,
the stuff that they have now.
Drill and all that shit.
Right.
That's supposed to take samples under the ground and in the rock and all that. But I just don't. I don't know. I got. So to correct myself from the who knows? One of the last podcasts, I said that the rover would stay up there. That's not true.
No, it's not. It's coming back.
How does it come back?
It's supposed to come back with samples.
How does it come back?
I don't know.
They fucking fly a helicopter up there?
I don't know. Okay, so I'm quoting The Martian. If you ever saw that movie and or read the book, quoting The Martian, I think it takes like 3 to 5 years for a trip.
I don't know. I don't know about that. Is that true?
I don't know, but I'm quoting The Martian.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in The Martian, they came back to Earth, but then they were told hey, so-and-so.
He's still there.
He's still there. So they made the decision to...
to go back.
To delay their landing on Earth.
Right. They went back.
Welcome to Earth.
So it was like 3 to 5 years, but I don't know if that was one way, both ways, or if that was because they went there once and came back. But regardless, so this thing is going to come back and... X amount of time.
You know what? You know what it's going to come back with?
Rocks.
A big old bag of dicks.
if only, just for you, right?
So I wanted to talk about Elon a little bit.
What about Elon?
Not much about him, but more about people that look up to him.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's some weird ass cultist type worship shit. Come on, people.
I mean, well.
It's bad with him, though. I don't understand the CEO worship.
Well, it's not just CEO. I think when people see or realize that there is someone that smart.
Yeah, I get it.
They think that he knows more than them. And I mean, obviously, he's smart as fuck. But they almost like idolize someone who knows more than them.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to idolize a person.
No, you're not supposed to idolize anything or anyone.
Right.
But the power that they think he has.
But he doesn't have any
power. Or the knowledge
power.
That they think he has that is so powerful. Yeah, I can see where there would be a cultist mentality around him.
I mean, I was reading Reddit. I think it was the Tesla Reddit. Just because I mean,
Twitter and Reddit are not friends of yours, friend.
I'll be honest. Like, I like the dude too. I think he's a very likable CEO.
Well, I think he is doing things that no one else would do right now.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
And he is very important to today's world.
But I am not going to worship him like
no, absolutely not.
God,
nope. I mean, I'll listen to, you know, every word he says because I think he's so interesting.
Oh, yeah. No, I think what he's doing with electric vehicles is good. I think his SpaceX plans are awesome. I just don't understand the want to treat him like he doesn't poop. He poops. Everybody
and
poops.
He sleeps too. He actually said on Joe Rogan.
He gets a good amount of sleep. He gets like 6 hours of sleep a night.
Joe Rogan was so impressed with that.
Yeah, because he's got so many damn projects going on. I don't know. I just saw this thing on the Tesla Reddit that somebody did this huge graffiti art, and it was like of a roadster or something like that, and then Elon's face, and somebody commented like, "I don't understand you people with all the."
Idolization
of this one guy. And I agree.
I mean, I
like the dude. I like what he's doing. I think he's doing some great shit, but he's still a person.
Yeah. I think that's true for anyone. Person on this planet is just a person, although some of us may contribute more than others.
Yeah.
But in no way, shape, or form should anybody be idolized.
Yeah. I understand that people can and probably should like the guy. They should support him.
I would take him over the Kardashians any day. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, but...
I'm just saying, like, I understand wanting to like somebody and not idolize, but, like, support him with what he's doing. But there's a point where it's like, oof, shit. Chill out.
Right.
Are you gonna wipe his ass for him with your tongue?
Ew.
I mean, that's what these some people are acting
like.
Not
much.
Well, I don't know. I like the dude. I'm just saying. I just can't find myself idolizing somebody like that. I never understood the whole celebrity idolization either. It's just strange to me.
Yeah, well, we've never really gotten into all that. But I still think Papa Elon is one smart dude and someone that we need in this world right now.
I agree. I like him. I like what he's doing. I mean...
All of his technology is amazing.
I think the comparisons of him and like Tony Stark are kind of accurate. I mean, he's doing things. I mean, within capabilities of our times right now, he's doing things that no one else is talking about doing. I mean, because of him, you got to think Tesla, all these other car manufacturers like Toyota, Chevy, Ford, they're all.
Jumping on
the EV bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
The only way to progress this stuff is to get somebody that nuts up and
blows up the market.
Yeah. I mean, Teslas are good vehicles.
Not one you'll ever have.
I don't know if I want one.
Liar.
No, I do want one, but I don't know if I would buy one just because of the quality control issues that they supposedly have. I mean, I've never driven one, but I just worry about if I'm spending $50,000 on a fucking vehicle, that motherfucker better be pristine. If there's one panel gap, I'm sending it back. And they'll probably wouldn't send me another one because I'd be like, all right, there's a panel gap right there. I can stick my dick in there.
And Elon said, yeah, we don't want it back. No,
I don't know. I like what they're doing. They're doing some really cool stuff with cars, like almost technology first.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Like if you watch YouTube.
Well, they're a tech company.
Yeah, they're a tech company that's doing cars. If you watch YouTube and like ownership ratings and all that stuff, all the people that own Tesla seem to love them. And they say that their cars have actually gotten better and more fun to drive over the years. Normally, it's like the opposite. You buy your car, you're like, ooh, I got a new car. This thing is fucking amazing. And then you get tired of it.
Right, because it gets outdated.
Yeah, it's outdated. Well, Teslas, they fucking send software updates over the air. And yeah, you got like all these new
turn signal that farts.
Yeah, that is amazing.
No, I love it's
that
not.
Shit. Yeah, I will. If I ever do get a Tesla, I will troll the shit out of people that I give rides around town and shit. Oh my God.
Our daughter would get a kick out of it. But
yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I mean, I would like a Tesla, but I am also super happy that you've got Chevy entering the game, Ford entering the game, and
Toyota.
And my personal favorite is probably Toyota.
Agreed.
They make some amazing ass cars.
I had one for what, 14 years? A something stupid.
Beater, too.
It would have kept going, too. It got totaled. So upset.
Not by your fault.
No, it was not my fault. Let's put that in there. Be very clear.
But yeah, I'm glad that he's in the scene and doing big things. And I mean, the solar roof thing is awesome.
Yeah.
I think that's
what?
That's amazing. What?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The solar roof?
Yeah. I mean, I know what a solar roof is.
Well,
but
So Tesla, I believe, I can't remember what the company was called, but they bought this solar roof company out, and they are putting regular panels on roofs while also developing, and I think they're doing it now, they're putting on shingles that are solar panels.
Oh, I think I did.
Instead of those ugly, I mean,
big ass panels
that you put
on top of your roof.
Right. They're replacing your entire shingle system with solar panels that look like shingles. Supposedly they last longer than shingles while you're also getting this good energy on sunny days. Yeah. And then you can put one of their big ass battery packs called a power wall onto your house and then power your house at night.
Yeah.
I like that stuff. I think
that's
cool.
Awesome.
Hell yeah.
Because, yeah, those panels that people put on top of their houses, I mean, I get what the purpose is, and awesome, but they're ugly.
Yeah, I don't. Honestly, we live in an HOA.
Right.
I don't think they would allow it.
I don't know. I don't know if they would or not, to be quite honest.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think that'd be a lot of bad PR if they were to say no.
Right.
I could be like, hey, Washington Post or whatever.
They would probably have a lot to say.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they would like the PR that they would get. Oh, you're anti-green, motherfucker.
Right.
And
no, I don't think they would say no, but you'd probably have to jump through a lot of hoops.
Yeah, I don't know, though.
What color is that?
Yeah,
which way will it be facing? North, south, east, or west?
There's not that many colors of solar panels, dumbass.
Well, I'm just saying, like, that would be some of the things that they would say in order to, like, you know, circumvent you getting it type of thing, but
yeah, I don't know. I don't think they would.
No, I think Elon Musk is someone that we need in today's world to further our technology. And yeah, we'll see what comes of it all.
Yeah,
but
he's pushing things in the right direction.
Fix hurricanes.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Do we need Bob Ryan up there too?
Oh my God. What if that was like the highest level of weatherman that you could ever get?
What is it? What would his space wizard
space
hurricane?
Weatherman. Guy?
I don't like
it. I don't know.
We're done.
Okay. Yeah, good night. That's what that means. Good night.
Good night.
Boom shakalaka.
Thanks for listening to the Unholy Union Podcast.
For more Unholy Union content, check out our social media at Unholy Union Cast on Instagram and Twitter. We also have Facebook and TikTok.
Want to support the podcast? Rock some merch. Check out our merchandise store on our site at unholyunionpodcast.com.
Again, thank you for listening, and we hope to have you back next week.
It's what you do with things you love.